I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 981, Find Yourself in the Lord's Prayer. We talk a lot about prayer around here. Prayer is the fuel of the church and of our individual lives with Jesus. Now, there are some prayers that we've probably memorized. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I did that one as a child. Maybe you have a set mealtime prayer that you say all the time. I've also mentioned my love for the Compline prayer that you say at night before you go to bed, and I've done several episodes on that. It's powerful. But is there a prayer that can help define who we are as people of God? I think there is. In fact, Jesus gave it to us. Let's see today and always if we can find ourselves in the Lord's Prayer. This podcast is called T2G or The Two Greatest because Jesus said the greatest commandments of all are loving God and loving others. And God's kind of love is unconditional love. It's not based on someone earning it, but just us giving it. So prayer can be spiritually forming. That's why I do use ancient prayers. And I want to pray them slowly so those well-crafted words of the saints from long ago can become my very words to God also. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he didn't give a seminar on prayer. He didn't give them principles and practices of prayer. He simply gave them a prayer to pray. The Lord's Prayer, found in Matthew 6 in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, is a check on individualism. It's all about our Father who art in heaven. Give us this day. Forgive us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. It's not me-centered at all. We can pray this prayer sincerely and remain in the community of the kingdom, not the kingdom of me, myself, and I. We do life with others who love Jesus, for the world who doesn't know Jesus, but desperately needs him. We are on our way to a common life in the full kingdom come. We are in relationship where we need to be forgiven and we need to give forgiveness, where we need help, daily provision from the only one who can give it to us. In the excellent book, How to Find Yourself, Brian Rossner gives us an example of what I might call the anti-Lord's Prayer. He calls it the prayer of the authentic self, and it goes like this. My essence within, help me to find my authentic self. My kingdom come, my will be done, from birth to seventh heaven. Give me today my daily spread. Forgive not my enemies as I suppress those who sin against me. Lead me not into self-doubt, but deliver me from all external authorities. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are mine now and forever. Amen. Wow, that sounds a lot like our culture, doesn't it? I heard just today a pastor tell me that someone he was talking to said, I could not believe in a God who's going to tell me what to do. Wow. What that means is she does believe in God, but she believes that she happens to be God. Here's the great question. What does the Lord's Prayer say to you? How does it form and shape you spiritually? How often do you pray it? And why not more often? Let's use the Lord's Prayer as our prayer today. And if you can, say it out loud with me. And we'll use the words sins and sinned against. Let's pray it together out loud. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 982. And in the meantime, Brian Rossner wrote, The Lord's Prayer closes by turning our gaze unmistakably upward, confessing that the kingdom, power, and glory belong to God alone. Before its final manifestation, the person praying vows that they will not live for their own kingdom, in their own power, and for their own glory. In short, the Lord's Prayer reminds us that our identity is found in Jesus Christ and in His coming kingdom. Praying the Lord's Prayer marks out the main lines of the story of which all believers are a part. It reminds us to whom we belong, to what we are committed, and what we need, and where we are headed. That's so good, and so right, and so true, podcast family. So today and always, may you find yourself in the Lord's Prayer.